I couldn't see. He cut out. I guess he had gone to bed. that, but I'll call her.
Or about running or lifting weights up this morning
or something. Why don't you give me a call?
I intend to do that.
You could call each and every account.
Okay.
That's a very good idea.
I spent time with Sylvan Meyer afterwards.
Yes, you did. Yes, you told him, right? Yes.
Yes. He was very pleased about your answer on Cuba and Chile. He went on and on about that, how great it was and how, what a...
You know, an answer that it must have really impressed the Jesus out of those guys. Nobody will ever talk about it, but it'll have, I would think, an enormous effect. Was when you hit Deadman on the China question, and he had asked you the question three years ago, and then he asked you the question at the conference at the paper, you know, to an editor. The fact that you had that sensitivity to a fellow editor, you were saying that to all those people. You were saying, I know the questions you asked a liberal editor, and I'm a Democrat, and they know Deadman's not...
They were talking about that.
And that would be, I would think that would be a thing that just would have a... They get
the thing they were talking about greatly, however, last night was the Hoovers. You know, how that was handled, and they were they agreed, and they were appreciative of the understanding that you expressed for a man, while also laying out in perspective the thing. For example, they were talking about the 300 and less than 50, and then they were talking about, you know, that was when Bobby Kennedy was there, and I said, yeah, and I said, you remember the president also referred to the Army thing, too. So think of who was the Attorney General and who was... That period, Ramsey Clark, said, who's out there screaming repression all over town? I didn't put in those crass terms, but they said, you're just absolutely right, you know. I didn't move through the editors and so forth and say, hey, what did you think?
Yeah,
they came up and they responded you know, about a minute into the conversation, they'd say, the president did a great job tonight. I told you on the phone last night. I think what happened a little bit in terms of the audience response, a number of them told me this, was that a lot of the editors, you know, they're sitting there out in the group, and they've seen the televised press conference.
There's
been no applause. So there was a sort of a reluctance on the part of the hardened editor, you know, sitting there, whether or not
we were
there. But the wives said, well, I applauded. You know, this guy, the gal from Billings, Montana, she would say, well, I applaud him, I'm a Democrat, you know.
Well, the applause sure came over on the radio.
It did. It came over on the radio far, far,
far
more than it did.
The room was here.
Yeah.
You see, they did it. The staffer, whenever we can have those in the future, run anything, make a person staffer. The staffer room is a beautiful room for a televised. That is a lousy room. That's not good in there. And that chart is also terrible. Remember, the Sattler is the best room in town because it's just the right size for getting tolerance. Also, the applause picks up everything else. People all feel close together. That's
sure
in the
bottom
huge. So the thing we were doing, of course, is interesting. I don't know, we only got through 21 questions, which is not many. But but actually, I was treating this more as an editorial conference rather than just a news conference. But, you know, so they got a little bit different show that way.
Right. The Sylvan Meyer, as a matter of fact, mentioned that last night. He said, you know, he made the comment. He thought it was a good session because the editors, and he also thought it was a good panel, because the editors, he said, tended to go for the broader, you know, he's kind of patting himself on the back, tended to go for the broader perspective.
Broader issues. Like, what do you think? 3 a.m. in the morning?
Right. And the president handled that, and then he said, of course, the wire service reporter fellas, he said, they would then come in and then mix it up with a couple
of... Well, you got that team on the radio, and it was pretty good.
I heard the radio going back up to the showroom last night, you know, the clips out of it and so forth. And it sounded very strong.
That's the whole radio thing, in its totality, the radio thing just went, it was damn good. It's good radio. I imagine a lot of it would be rerun. They were rerun out of the writing press. I saw them last night as we got, you were there with me. They said they got quite a few stories out of it.
Well, the POW thing was... The Hoover material.
Hoover thing.
The China thing.
Economy, they get little on the economy, not much.
And they're playing your discussion with your daughters, coming in, the wires have weaved
that in with it.
That was good. See, that's something you would never say in a press conference. I think it was, it's very good to have a forum. I'm glad we didn't talk about it. I don't think we could talk again. I think it would have been sensational.
It would have been pretty good talk.
I didn't see it, I wasn't there, but. I don't think long answers are good in television.
Maybe not.
Well, anyway.
Let me just say the parts they will use of it will be good television on the,
oh, yeah,
on the news and so forth. There's no question about that. It would have come off quite well on television, but I regret that we did not.
We have enough. We have enough. Okay. On television just last week, Bob. Don't need to go on again. Okay. So, I'll tell you one thing. It's the same as a news conference, though, with those two wire service guys.
That's what they're calling it.
Who the hell is it? What are they going to call it?
Oh, yeah. All the reports are calling it. The president held a news conference last night before the ASNA.
An unusual radio cast news conference.
Right. It hadn't been called anything else.
So?
Even in the reports. It's flat out news conference.
Right. Absolutely.
It's what it was. Responding to questions before.
I don't know that you had that answer over that way too, didn't they?
There was total understanding, and that is where, you know, you think that they would, and as you talk to them, you think that their conversation would go to Vietnam or go to something else or to Cali or something. No one even got into the Cali thing. I think that's cooled off so much. They
only had to be done.
But they went to the Hoover thing. Of course, that was the thing in Dominant News, and there was a good feeling as to how you handle the question, and particularly the compassion that you show toward Hoover.
Of course, most of those guys probably know Hoover. A man under attack serves 50 years, a malicious, vicious attack. And I said, well, of course he isn't going to. He's going to do exactly what he
wants. I ask you, editors, to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, here's the man who's...
That was good, too, but he asking out the press fairness.
And a man who's contributed this much to the building of the FBI should not be maligned. Well, they all think, you know, they all, it's a human response to have that compassion toward a man who has built something good.
I
am now here, he's 76 years old.
True, he's a hell of a mom.
No, so I noticed a cartoon over in your office on the wall the other day, before I came in to see you, and it was during the Truman period. And it had J. Edgar Hoover over on the side, and the question was from Hoover, I'm glad I'm not the issue now. So I guess he was an issue at one point during that time.
The best laugh of the evening, though, the best thing is, of course, they probably would appreciate my defense of anger, but they didn't goddamn all I had to do it. But the best laugh, of course, is you're looking for Kennedy.
Yeah, that was good. It's a good line, and then the
heavy was dead too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one was he gets big press when he hits the newspapers and hits the golf ball.
They like a little very good line. You're looking for an editor.
Yeah.
But you know, these guys have got to realize they're not going to get me to ever say anything against that.
Well, the way you handle it came out is a. Standing behind your vice president.
Yeah, I just wanted to check on a couple things for next week before you go. We have the question of whether you want to see McClellan. We've got to, we put them off.
Well, I know we have to see, you understand?
I know. I just think I'd be able to do it, because it just, I don't know, it's, but he's not, I'm not gonna have him. You know, we've done a lot, Pat had her, those damn Italian women over there at the White House the other day, you know, she's, I said, that's part of her problem, you know, I'm saying, what the hell, I don't think he really appreciates anything.
No, he doesn't appreciate anything, that's why he might be able to get in at all.
They can't take it, we do everything we can, but we, okay, what else?
He started on.
Those are all fine.
The,
we have the farm editors, the agricultural editors.
Yeah.
In town.
It's that way.
I don't think we should run a news conference mention with that.
Okay.
What do you think?
I, as of now, I don't think so.
Why don't you still wait till the first week and say?
Yeah.
Other than that is, I need to gloss this, I think we'll be done now. Practice that. Then we should definitely plan on 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. This will be 40 to 60 of the top farm editors that are in for a conference with Hartman. And thought it's to have them, have you greet them in some way while we're here. We were going to try and bring them to church, but that didn't work out down to be here. That would have been an easy way around it. We can't ignore them. They don't think they're going to be involved. The conference they're having is a total briefing on all agriculture programs. And it's a way for you to make a little splash with, you know, reaching the farmers, which are our problem areas. And with 40 to 60, it seems to me, maybe the best thing to do is have them get a little White House tour or something and just let them come in and shake hands with you.
Shake hands and not speak to them, you mean?
Or gather in the blue room or something, and you come in and you know, greet them, say you're glad they're doing the briefing over at agriculture, and
good. Get my White House tour, I'll go over and see them or the state or something.
Okay.
I would say something. Get their wives with them and come and have a tour.
Okay. And we've got on Wednesday, the leadership of the JCs, which is 160 of them.
Oh.
We thought we'd do in the, just again, a White House tour, let them gather in the Rose Garden. You agree on that?
I prefer that. Rose Garden, why not the state
garden? Okay.
Remember that if you have an enthusiast, you always have an inner room, not outside.
Okay, and we got a lot of press coverage on that one, don't you think? They're getting briefings on domestic programs and international security briefings and all kinds of stuff.
Make up a little certificate. That's appreciated. send us.